This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, June 13, Extravagant Grace. Our passage is from Ephesians 1. In Him we have redemption, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us. Extravagance. Now that's something few of my friends accuse me of. I'm guilty of many things, but wasting money or spending lavishly is not among them. That's too bad, because I'll never be fully like Jesus until extravagance is part of my behavior. Extravagance can be a good thing. Paul writes that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. God's grace is freely given to us. The riches of God's grace are lavished on us. Look at the stories of Jesus. Aren't 180 gallons of wine for a wedding reception extravagant? Jesus didn't think so. Aren't 12 baskets of leftover bread and fish an extravagant miscalculation of what it takes to feed a crowd? Jesus didn't think so. Isn't a miraculous catch of fish that breaks the nets and begins to sink boats extravagant? Jesus didn't think so. We might think, if God really knew what I am like, He wouldn't be so extravagant toward me. But God does know what we are like. Paul notes that God lavished His grace on us with all wisdom and understanding. As with the people who enjoyed wine and bread and fish with Jesus, there are only two reasons for God's extravagance: our need and His grace. God of abounding grace, we thank You today that You do not live in moderation, but that You pour Your grace lavishly on us. Through Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.